Meditations. Chapter 1. The Inner Citadel. The author writes as a leader holding himself to account, building a fortress not of stone, but of steady judgment. He returns again and again to a single premise. Your mind is sovereign when it rules its own impressions. Events arrive from outside, praise, insult, fortune, loss. But the verdict belongs to you. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space sits freedom. The author trains that freedom through daily reminders. Do not confuse appearance with reality. Do not borrow trouble from the future. Do not let another's vice hire your time. He urges a compact definition of the good: wisdom, justice, courage, self-control, and treats everything else as material for virtue. If a day brings obstacles, then obstacles become exercises. If it brings ease, ease becomes a test of modesty. The voice is direct, like a coach speaking before dawn. Begin the morning ready for friction, expect arrogance, ingratitude, scheming, and refuse to imitate it. Productivity insight: make a morning contract with yourself. List 3 non-negotiable virtues for the day, 3 useful actions, and 1 thing you will gladly release. Return to the list at noon and night. Guard the gate of attention. That gate is your citadel door. Chapter 2. Nature